Well, the governor's Michigan Pipeline Safety Advisory Board is awaiting two very important reports related to Enbridge's very controversial Pipeline No. 5 in the Straits of Mackinac. But a recent Enbridge work plan has raised additional concerns about the pipeline's integrity. With us to discuss these more recent developments is Jennifer McKay. Jennifer is the policy director for the Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council, and she's also a member of the Pipeline Advisory Board. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Jennifer, before we get into Line 5, give our listeners a snapshot about the work of Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council.
Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council is a nonprofit located in Petoskey, which is just south of the bridge in the northern Michigan. And we speak for northern Michigan waters. We're dedicated to protecting our lakes, streams, wetlands, and groundwater through a variety of means: respected advocacy, innovative education, technically sound water quality monitoring, thorough research, and on-the-ground restoration activities.
Yeah, I noticed on your website you've been around since 1979, so quite a track record.
Absolutely. We've been around for a while, and we're quite respected, and we do great work both locally here in northern Michigan, but also specifically on a lot of our policy and advocacy efforts, both throughout all of Michigan and the entire Great Lakes Basin.
Well, as policy director, you focus on a number of things: invasive species, hydraulic fracturing. One of those areas you focus on is pipeline policy. Recently, you were quoted in the Detroit Free Press article by Kevin Matheny that focused on whether some of the areas along the pipeline, and we're talking Pipeline No. 5, are actually losing their anti-corrosive protective coating. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I happen to be on the Enbridge website looking for a completely separate document, and I found a biota investigation work plan that Enbridge had submitted to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as part of the consent decree, which was signed with the Department of Justice and Enbridge for their spill in 2010 in Marshall, Michigan, that contaminated the Kalamazoo River. The biota investigation work plan is actually to look at if, in fact, the zebra, quagga mussels, algae that is growing on the pipeline in the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac is having any impact on the integrity of the pipeline. And what I found in the document was quite interesting is that they referred to what are called holidays, which are a term industry uses for areas of the pipeline where there is a loss of coating around the pipe. And so they identified areas along the pipe where these holidays have been identified and that they plan on sampling. So it raised significant concern and a number of questions for me that then, you know, I shared with my fellow advisory board members and others.
Well, you know, the euphemistic term holidays, I had not been familiar with that term, but that kind of raises the hackles a little bit. Kind of an interesting way of referring to a major potential problem.
I had never heard the term holidays. I'm actually not sure where it came from either. I did hear anecdotally that boat makers, when they miss an area with varnish, they call it holidays. So apparently it's a term used in a couple different varieties for missing an area with the coating.
I'm talking with Jennifer McKay, who's the policy director for the Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council. She's also a member of the pipeline, the governor's Michigan Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. What is this outer coating actually made of, Jennifer?
So the coating that Enbridge puts forth as one of the most substantial and best coatings is a coal tar enamel. And then it actually has a fiberglass wrap around it. And so one of the questions that comes up is what exactly are they seeing with respect to what's missing or what is potentially damaged? They call it delaminating or dislodged. And how does that impact the integrity of the pipeline? Because the entire point of a coating is to prevent corrosion. And obviously, corrosion can cause pipelines to weaken and rupture.
Yeah, so there's a fiberglass coating and there's another coating. So both those coatings would have to be eroded before, I'm trying to follow you, before bare pipe would be exposed. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the holiday areas seem to suggest that both of those coatings would be, or is that something that you're trying to find out?
That is one of the primary questions, is it because the work plan just identifies areas where there's coating loss. So what is not included in the work plan is what is the extent of coating loss? Is it just a little bit? Is it all of the coating? None of that information is included. So that's one of the main questions.
Given the Kalamazoo River situation you mentioned earlier and maybe other studies, are there any studies out there that you've seen that indicate a correlation between the degree of erosion and then subsequent pipeline failure?
There are, but it's with certain types of coating. So, for example, the Kalamazoo River spill was actually caused from an issue where the coating became dislodged and it allowed for a corrosion to occur. But the coating on that pipeline was a different kind of coating than what we have on Line 5. So there are studies with certain types of coating, but I mean, really, the coating we know of for Line 5 hasn't exemplified any sort of serious concerns with respect to breaking down like some of the other coatings.
Okay. I've read some of the quotes from the biota investigation work plan. And although Enbridge said in the newspaper article I referenced that they were talking about some hypothetical scenarios, I mean, reading those quotes, it seems like these holiday areas are de facto. I mean, they refer to them as existing. I don't think there's any other way to read that.
There is no other way to read that. They clearly identified where the holidays are. They marked them on a map. They have a level of specificity that precludes any type of hypothetical. The big question, again, that arises is what is the extent of coating loss and how is that impacting the integrity of the pipeline?
Right. Between now and June, when we expect those two reports that I referenced earlier, one on risk assessment and the other on alternatives to Line 5, I mean, what does your group hope that Enbridge or the state or whatever should do in the meantime, especially given this new information about these holidays?
Well, actually, I contacted the co-chairs of the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board, which is the director of DEQ, Heidi Grether, and the director of the Michigan Agency for Energy, Valerie Brader. And they subsequently have requested from Enbridge to provide a presentation at the next advisory board meeting to discuss these holiday areas that are mentioned. And Enbridge has agreed. So on March 13th, the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board is meeting in Lansing, and hopefully we'll have more of our questions answered regarding, you know, what was found in this work plan.
Well, Jennifer, I was at the last one in Lansing, and on the March 13th, I assume it's going to be at the same place. I need to plan on being there. Is it going to be in the afternoon?
Yes, it's going to be in the same place. It's at the Michigan Agency for Energy building, and it's from 1:30 until 3:30, unless we go over, which is typical these days.
Well, Jennifer, maybe I'll have a chance to meet you at this next meeting, and we're going to follow this as things unfold. And, of course, we're looking forward to those two reports. So maybe we'll talk to you down the line.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
I've been talking with Jennifer McKay. We've been talking about Enbridge Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac. Jennifer is the policy director for the TIP of the Mitt Watershed Council. She's also a member of the Pipeline Advisory Board. Jennifer, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.